Dunkin' Cold K cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Okay. God, I love saying that. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds. Bold, smooth Dunkin'. Taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Nota Van Meet, Conan and Sona.
Hi, David. Hi, Conan. Hi, Sona.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing very well. You're coming from, I'm told, you're coming from a very different part of the world. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Cairo, Egypt.
You're in Cairo.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. And you listen to the podcast?
Yes, I do. Yes,
wow.
I do.
That's
well,
right. I guess daily. Anywhere. It always just blows my mind that people in different parts of the world, very different parts of the world, are listening to this utter nonsense. But no. it also fills me with joy. Now tell us, how do I say your name? I want to say that correctly.
Okay. So there's actually two pronunciations. So if you want to pronounce it like an Arab, you're going to say Nerimen.
Nerimen. Uh-huh.
Nerimen. Okay. And if you want to pronounce it like how it's going to be easier for you to pronounce it, just say it if like Superman was like someone's last name. So like Bill Superman. So it's going to be Bill Nerimen.
Nerimen. Like Nerimen.
Yeah.
Now, how would an inbred Irish guy from Boston say?
I'm going to leave this up to you.
That would mean me just saying, like, hey, Sully, how are you, Sully?
You can actually tell me.
So either Nerimen is fine or Nerimen. Either way. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Now
sure,
tell me, it's very nice. It's very nice to meet you, and I love what you're wearing. It's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
And there's so much to talk about. First mm-hmm. of all, you're from Cairo. Mm-hmm. Did you know when I was in college, my senior year, my second semester, just before I left college, I decided to take a course on something that I had no business taking a course in. So I mm-hmm. took a course on urban planning. And we studied the street layout of Cairo. So I actually studied the street layout of Cairo, but I've never been to Cairo. I don't think I had any business learning the street layout for Cairo. And then I became a foolish talk show host. So all of it went to waste. But I think at the time, I had some very good ideas for mass transit in Cairo. That's all I remember.
So how did you feel about like... studying this, because I could tell right now, like, our streets are an utter mess.
Yeah, well, basically. That's probably because of the suggestions I made. I remember the streets at the time were very well laid out, and I said, that's boring. Let's jumble them all up. I remember saying that.
We have four-way streets. Like, everyone just, like, crashes, and it's like it's an extreme sport to drive here, seriously. But, yeah.
You know, I've never been to Cairo. I would love to go. I would love to go mm-hmm. to Cairo. And, of course, I will stay with you. You'll put us up, right?
Yes, of course. All of you, all of your team, everyone. For sure. Yeah.
Well, David won't come. He can't.
I got kicked out so quick.
No. He has to rehydrate literally. And this is in lush climates. He has to rehydrate every 30 seconds. So he just wouldn't survive very long in Cairo, you know?
Okay. No, he wouldn't. I would suggest you come in the winter.
Yeah.
That's going to be easier. Like from January up until like April.
Yeah.
That's going to be better.
Okay,
other than that, we're all going to burn.
Oh, no.
Sona can walk weeks through the desert without taking in any liquids. It's incredible.
Yep.
It's amazing. And I've been to very arid places. I went to Armenia with Sona, yeah. and we were out in the desert, and I kept saying, "Would you like some water?" And Sona said, "I've not had any liquids of any kind." She said at the time, since 2002. So that was amazing.
Okay, well, I think that's just how that's the Mediterranean way. And I think me yes. and Sona would have that in common.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes, and I think we have so much in common, me and Sona. Yay.
So yeah. Well, that's very nice. So Nariman, you are living in Cairo. Mm-hmm. And what do you do during your day? What's your job? Tell us about your job.
Okay, so actually, I'm a pharmacy graduate. Okay, I graduated mm-hmm. in 2018, but I didn't really work in a pharmacy. I went straight away to the cosmetics industry.
Oh.
Yeah, so I work as a material and production planner in one of the local cosmetic companies.
Oh, okay. So you've studied to be a pharmacist. And mm-hmm. I think of a pharmacist as we go to a CVS here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I go up and I say, "I need my pills to keep me alive." And I have my prescription and they give me my pills. And then I say, more pills. And they say, "No, this is as many as you can have. You're clearly addicted." And that's basically what happens to me. But a pharmacist in... I'm told pharmacists in other parts of the world do a lot more than they yeah. do in the United States. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I can only talk about here. So a pharmacist here pretty much does everything. Anyone walks up to you, they ask you for any pill and you are demanded to give it to them. Whether it's a cold, whether they have a broken bone.
Wait, so someone can
depression.
Go to the pharmacist? Can
someone, just like basically anything.
So in Cairo, if you fall off a ladder or you're in a motorcycle accident and you've yeah. shattered your hips, you drag yourself to a pharmacist?
Yeah, so their first stop is automatically to a pharmacy because maybe here the health system is a bit expensive to most people.
Yes.
So to go to a pharmacy is a bit cheaper. So their first stop is a pharmacy and the pharmacist sees what could they do for them. And wow. when he's out of options, like I'm just going to refer you to the ER. Like, I think they're going to take care of you over there.
Right. Well, yeah. well, Nariman, you know, you should understand that, you know, that's a problem we have in the United States. Hospitals are very expensive here too. Mm-hmm. And unlike many other parts of the world, we don't have healthcare. So people try to avoid going to the hospital. But the problem is, if I went to a CVS pharmacy mm-hmm. and said, "You've got to help me, I've just been in a terrible accident," they would refer me to the shaving cream aisle and say, "Good luck to you." Do you know what I mean? So I mean, this sounds like you actually have a good idea yeah. there in Cairo, which is that the pharmacist can do more.
Yeah, so I could give you a couple of painkillers. I could give you an anti-inflammatory. If you're a bit like panicked, I could give you a sedative if I want to.
Oh my God.
Nariman, then I'll just take you to the hospital.
Okay. Nariman, quick question. If I were to give you an address, a post office box,
no.
would you be able to send me certain medications?
I think we should have that talk in private. yeah. Oh, I think I could hook you up with some stuff.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen. This is an amazing, this podcast is yielding so many amazing, wonderful things for me.
Oh yeah, so much opportunities.
I have a drug connection in Cairo now. I'm so,
oh boy.
Don't worry, it's all going to be like various sunscreens.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll have you covered in that area for sure.
So I'm curious, so you decided you wanted to really specialize in doing cosmetics.
Yeah.
And so... tell me, what are your areas of expertise in cosmetics? And then maybe we'll get to, you're familiar with what my face looks like. You've seen me on television. How did you ever see me on television or you just know me through the podcast?
No, I actually saw you on television. So in 2017 or 18, I think, I was in mm-hmm. Cork, Ireland. Okay. I did there a clinical pharmacy course and I stayed there for 2 months. Mm-hmm. So I was there and like one day, I think I was jet lagged or something. So I turned on the TV And they, I think they had like the segment of all the Irish entertainers or something like that. So you popped up and I think you had like some other, like, I think you had like Will Arnett with you. And I just like died laughing. Seriously.
Oh, that's nice.
I laughed so hard.
Yeah. In Ireland, I think it's a law that I have to be on TV every 10 minutes. You know,
well,
if there's a national emergency, they just break in with my face.
You're their pride and glory, I think.
It's me and the Lucky Charms elf. And Liam Neeson. We're pretty much what they got work with.
I didn't know that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's nice.
I like to cite him every now and then because, you know, he's...
Okay. I think he's a good connection, too.
Yeah. Women are attracted to him. So yeah. I like to pretend.
Okay.
Yeah. He's
okay.
He's my brother, actually. I don't know if you know.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I get confused for him a lot.
Oh, you look very similar. Yes, yeah, I've seen you in terms of action movies.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I should be in action movies. You're right. And you should get the word out there. Maybe if I go to Cairo, they'd cast me in an action movie.
For sure. Definitely.
Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. So are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Can't believe we've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Lots changed. But you know what? There's also things that haven't changed.
Mm.
Great taste in Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed. It was the original light beer. And to this day, for my money, it's still the best one.
It's good.
I'll fight anyone that disagrees.
Will you?
Well, not with my... I'll have someone fight for me. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want, less of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
I like great taste, clean finish, simple ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of these beers, they put caramel in there.
Ugh.
Corn cobs.
Oh.
Chicory. I don't want that. I like the simple taste of Miller Lite. Classic. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories.
That's good.
It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need, holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes, hello, like beer.
Yeah, not like water that's just kind of beery.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. That's a bad name for a beer, too. Water that's mostly beery. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. I came up with that.
Oh.
I should get paid. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/teamcoco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/teamcoco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
Let's say I walked in. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend for me, Conan O'Brien, in terms of cosmetics?
Okay, in terms of cosmetics. Okay,
so be honest. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Just be completely honest.
No, of course not. So I would tell you to take very good care of your skin because you have a very light complexion and I don't want the sun to like harm you in any way. So I would tell you like tons of sunscreen, tons and tons, just like layers and layers and layers. I think that's for the,
Let's take it easy.
Layers and layers.
Yeah.
Actually I'm throwing rocks on myself as well because I think I'm a bit like fair as well compared to like an Egyptian. So, so I put like tons of sunscreen as well.
So lots of sunscreen, but what about anything else? Do you ever work with permanent makeup? Do you ever do that?
Well, no, but I know lots of people who do permanent makeup because that's like a trend here right now. So trends are basically now, so permanent makeup, tans and whitening creams, basically.
Oh, spray tans.
Yeah, so spray tans and tanning beds. This is a fairly new concept here in Egypt. I think the first like tan bed was here in 2020.
So funny to me because you're in Egypt and I'm thinking you're really near the desert. You're surrounded by desert.
We are,
And famously, if I think Egypt, I don't think, wow, when I get to Egypt, I'm going to hit the tanning salon. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like it would be necessary.
No, that's not right. So here, everyone tans in the summer because here we have beautiful beaches up in the north coast near the Mediterranean and near the Red Sea. So those are just beautiful, but people want to be even more tanned and they just want to maintain their tan all through the winter. So that's why maybe they resort to tanning beds as well. It's very weird right now.
Oh my God.
Because you have the in-betweeners, they're not here anymore. So people, they're either very fair-skinned because they don't tan and they burn like me. Like I've never been to the beach since 2015, for example. And then there's this other sector who like burn themselves daily because they want to maintain their tan.
Okay, let me tell you something, Nerman. I have not been to the beach since Richard Nixon was president. So I think you and I are, we're operating under the same principle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is to stay away from the beach if at all possible.
I don't like it. It's torture for me.
Yeah, and I don't like all that. I don't like getting sand in my shoe. And there's always guys bully me. They kick sand on me and they say, hey, scrawny, you call that a chest? And,
go to the gym, loser.
Go to the gym, loser.
It's that's always Sona.
Yeah.
It's Sona. It's Sona saying that.
I think that's Sona.
whenever I go to the beach, Sona shows up.
She just runs after you.
Yeah, with her mean girl squad and says, hey, loser, put on a shirt, get to the gym.
Yeah.
What are your favorite things to do if you have downtime? What do people like to do in Cairo?
Okay, so people here, we go out like all days of the week and people usually here stay up all night. Cairo is like a 24-hour city. Cafes don't shut down, clubs, everything. It's just on all the time. So you could basically do anything. You could go to a mall. I like to sit, for example, in cafes. I like to walk with my dogs.
What kind of dogs do you have?
So I have a golden retriever.
Oh, you're kidding. Thor. I have a golden retriever.
Aww.
I have two golden retrievers.
Okay.
And you said yours is named Thor?
Yeah.
Guess what? Our second golden retriever is named Loki.
Oh my God, so my cousin's golden retriever is named Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We named him Loki because he was always, as a puppy, we could tell he was going to be trouble. And then my son and my daughter said, let's call him Loki. So we do. And it's perfect because he's very mischievous and constantly embezzling money from me. So you and I have a lot in common. That's interesting.
Yes, we do. I think we could be friends.
I think, you know what? We have to be friends. We have to be friends, Nariman, because guess what? Mm-hmm. You're a licensed pharmacist who can prescribe, and you pretty much said, anything I want, you'll get me. So we are good friends now. Yeah. Very good friends.
Very good friends,
Yeah, that's the best basis for a relationship.
Yeah, of course.
And what's your favorite thing to eat? I'm just curious.
Okay, so all of Egyptian food is very fatty and very delicious. I think my favorite meal is something called musa'a. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's basically fried eggplant with minced meat.
Cool. Ooh. All right.
And that's just nice. Layered and then it goes into the oven.
So that's what you have. So you have the fried eggplant. That's interesting.
Fried eggplant with minced meat. Duck. We love here duck. Pigeons. We also eat pigeons here. And please,
you eat pigeons?
Yeah. And please don't call me.
No, I'm not going to make fun of it. I think that would be, I wish we ate pigeon here because it would solve the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have way too many of them. And if pigeon became popular, we'd have clean statues, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah. So here, stuffed pigeons are like the one of the most famous dishes here in Egypt.
Is it taste good? What does a pigeon taste like?
It's kind of like duck, okay, but it's a bit sweeter.
Wow.
It's a bit sweeter.
I'm intrigued. I want to have I want to eat a pigeon now.
Well, when you come to Cairo, I would like feed you tens of pigeons.
Hey.
There you go.
Yeah. And all of you.
I'm glad that you're not listing just fast foods, you know, the American fast food, that you actually seem to love your culture and seem loyal to it. Is there fast food there?
Everything. So we have everything. We have all of the big franchises here. It's all open, like donuts, fast food, burgers, everything.
Okay. I always get bummed out when I go to a foreign country and it's fine, but when I see all the restaurants that Americans have here, and it's the first thing I see when I go to this very exotic place like Cairo, and there's an Arby's there, you know what I mean? Do you like Arby's?
Yeah, I love Arby's. So basically here, I love eating Arby's here in Cairo specifically. I think, in my opinion, it's the best fast food chain here because it's delicious.
So you like Arby's, and do they have...
Sometimes
if you go to, say, a McDonald's in France, you can get some red wine with your meal because they've made cultural adjustments.
Okay.
If I go to an Arby's, can I get a pigeon with curly fries if I'm in Cairo?
I could suggest that. They still haven't reached that level yet.
Well, I think they should. If Arby's wants to be culturally sensitive... you know, the fact that they're in Cairo, they should order, you should be able to get a shredded pigeon sandwich with curly fries.
Shredded.
Well, that would be really nice.
Yeah, it's easy. You just run a lawnmower over a bunch of pigeons.
Oh, no. Oh.
Okay,
what?
No.
What's the way to do it quickly? I don't
have
time
to. There are other ways. Well, pigeons are small. I think that they're easy to handle. You don't need a lawnmower.
I love that. I love that we've got Nermfest. I love we got Nerman. You're going into the like, no, there's actually a better way to do it for Arby's. You're actually going to be the Arby's consultant for how to eat pigeon.
Yeah, in the pigeon sector. But other like chains here, they do some cultural adjustments. Like, for example, McDonald's, they do some cultural adjustments here, especially, for example, in Ramadan. They like add a couple of Ramadan drinks to their menu.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But RV still hasn't reached that level yet. Yeah.
No. Well, let's get on the ball, Arby's. That's just a message to Arby's.
Yeah.
Because those people, I know those people very well. I actually don't. they pay me not to mention them. hey, so can I help you in any way? Do you have a question for me? You are my friend. I really like talking to you. Oh, you're my best friend in Cairo for sure. So let's do it. What's your question?
Okay, so my question is going to be maybe a bit more serious than your previous questions.
That's okay.
In the previous
That's all
podcasts.
Right.
But the pandemic really, it was a really tough time, I'm sure, for all of us. And even before the pandemic, I had a really big struggle with my self-esteem, with my confidence, with my anxiety. And just the pandemic made it even worse. Like now it's really hard for me to cope in open areas and with people and in really crowded places, especially here in Cairo. Every place is really crowded. And I know you've discussed that you've had this issue for a really long time. So I really want to know, how did you help yourself, or do you have any tips for me that I could?
Well, the first thing I would say, and this is a good, really good question, and it doesn't have to be a funny question, and I'm glad you asked, which is I think one of the key elements to me for mental health is to know how many people there are out there are thinking and feeling the exact way you are. Mm-hmm. So there's a tendency I think for you to think everyone else, especially you're in this big, you know, famously packed city like Cairo, and you think no one else is having these anxieties and what's wrong with me, when the truth is many, many, many people are having the same issues as you. So whenever I think about that, I feel better. I realize that a lot of us have similar wiring. And you're right. I think this pandemic did isolate us. And did make us self-conscious about crowds. It made us self-conscious about our mortality. It made us self-conscious about a lot of things. And these things, it's right and normal that would be heightened, that the anxieties you had before the pandemic would be heightened during, you know? And I think that's just very normal. I am not clearly a mental health professional, but I've had a lot of help. A lot of therapy, and I've investigated a lot of different methods for looking after my mental health. And I'm a big believer in the first thing that you just did right now is talk about it, is be open about it. Talk to people about it, and you'll find out that many people are feeling the same way as you, you know? And I think the other thing is to like yourself, because I've talked to you for about 15 minutes, and you're just a lovely person. You're really funny. You're smart. You're accomplished. You're a terrific human being. And so you should
you should
just be nice to yourself. Be nice to yourself and know that when you're feeling this way, do whatever you can to A, talk about it with other people that you trust, get whatever help you think you can get. And then second of all, just be nice to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that question, because I do think that we're all in this together, really. And it's whatever you're feeling in Cairo, you're describing exactly how people feel in Los Angeles, New York, Paris, Buenos Aires, anywhere else in the world. People are feeling the way you're feeling, a lot of them. And you're clearly a sensitive, nice person. And that's a wonderful way to be, but it means that life can sometimes be a little tougher for you. So you have to take the good with the bad. I'm glad you're out there being a good person and
Thank you. And
being a funny person, and mostly being a fan of mine.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly.
I mean, that is the most important to me sign of mental health is that.
Oh my God.
That means I'm very stable.
So stable?
I'm very stable.
Well, Nariman, I'm really glad. I'm really glad you... First of all, it's such a delight to meet you. It's really nice to talk to you.
It was a pleasure meeting all of you.
And you have a golden retriever named Thor, and I have one named Loki. And so we are destined to hang out sometime in Cairo.
We're destined to rule the world.
And I'm going to go for 48 hours straight. I'm not going to sleep. Yes. I'm going to hit every club. I'm going to go everywhere. Yeah. And I'm
going to...
I'm going to use all my knowledge that I learned in 1985 about the streets of Cairo. And trust me, I have a photographic memory. I haven't forgotten
one. Well, trust me, they're the exact same streets.
Yeah, exactly.
Since 1985.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They haven't changed.
Hey, it was really nice meeting you.
It was a pleasure meeting all of you. Thank you so much.
Our paths will cross again. You'll see.
For sure. Inshallah. Thank you.
All right, Nariman, you take
care. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. You too. Bye, Sona. Bye, David.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Brett Morris.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.